The Great National Koala Park is an initiative by the New South Wales government which aims to protect koalas and other species around the mid-north coast. But it's been 2 years since it was announced and the state government has still not confirmed and approved a designated outline of the park. Advocates and environment groups are concerned about the koalas and other species found in the area, with the risk of being endangered or even extinct. Peter Elzer, known as Koala Man, is walking from Coffs Harbour to Sydney to demand the state government act on the park and protect the koalas. The WISE contributor from 2NUR, Peter Hislop, asked Peter Elzer what motivated him to walk all the way down to Sydney.
Well, there's two reasons mainly. I've been in Coffs Harbour for 50 years. I've seen the decline of our local koala and other populations, including quolls. And my children used to go to primary school with koalas in the schoolyard. They don't exist anymore now, 30 years later. And prior to the last state election, Chris Minns and Penny Sharp announced they'd be establishing a koala park. This is 2.5 years ago. It still hasn't been done. And what they've done is actually the reverse of what they said they were going to do, and intensified their logging in those areas. And, I and many other people are very, very annoyed. I'm just walking past some workers. How are you going, fellas? Yeah, good. Sorry, and we're quite annoyed, and we're asking for that Great Koala National Park to be implemented immediately. And the other issue is we need to start the debate in New South Wales. I'm out of breath.
That's okay. I'll talk for a little bit so that you can catch your breath again, Peter. So it's quite obviously a dire situation, but you're making the most out of the situation. I understand that you're walking down the M1 with a big koala head on. You just walked past some workers. What's their response when they see a man with a big koala head walking down the freeway?
It's astonishment, you know. This crazy guy walking down the highway waving to everyone. Through the rain yesterday, and but when they see, they sort of, most of the responses are favourable,
I'd imagine. And I guess you're walking all the way down to Parliament House in Sydney. What are some of the key things that you'll be lobbying the Premier about, and are you expecting him to make a trip down from his office because he sees the koala men out the front?
Yes, well, I hope so, but I don't think so. Last time I was there, a couple of months ago, in front of Parliament House for 2 weeks with Fasting for Forests Action, I did a 12-day hunger strike as such. And Penny Sharp did come down, to her credit, spoke with me on the footpath. She's the Environment Minister, but it's the same old, same old. And, it's just not good enough. And I'll be handing Chris a letter, either personally or via someone else, with a plea from the koalas and all the endangered and critically endangered creatures to change our forestry management practices, because all the environmentalists, all the scientists are telling us that we have to.
Yeah, of course. You've done a fair bit of, I can see, just looking up your name, you've done a fair bit of course, advocacy. I understand that you've also done a fair bit of walking before, and longer walks than this one even. What's it like to be doing such a long distance walk? How do you prepare for it, and how do you, I guess, keep it going?
Well, it's 67 last time and 70 this time. It's getting a little harder, but it's the physical preparation is not too bad. It's once you've got that down pat, you actually get stronger on the walk. It's what's up top in the brain actually that makes a difference. So if you've got very little up there, it makes it easier.
For sure. Peter, it's so good to chat to you. I mean, all the best on your walk. Is there anything else that you wanted to add while I've still got you?
Yes. I'm talking with 2NUR, so I'm walking in the Hunter Street today. Knitting Nanas will be welcoming me outside the local state member's office and to hand a local state member of Newcastle a similar plea.
Activist Peter Elzer there, speaking to two NURs, Peter Hislop.